Hello, everyone. Welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Angeline.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, what is your favorite pattern? Do you like stripes, checks, polka dots?
我最喜欢的花样。Stripes 是条纹 ,checks 是格子 ,polka dots 是圆点。I think my favorite pattern is stripes, 条纹 because I have a lot of striped dresses. I love them. What about you, Angeline?
I think it would have to be a toss-up between polka dots and stripes.
You sure about polka dots?
I don't particularly like actually either of these patterns, but if I had to pick, yeah. I guess it depends on what you're going to do with them, like if you're going to wear them or if it's going to be on your notebook or something like that. Yeah, so...
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But why did you ask me the question?
So today we're going to talk about an artist who is known for using polka dots in her artwork.
Like.
In fact, she's known as the polka dot queen.
Polka dot queen. 今天我们要和同学们介绍这位 polka dot queen, 圆点女王。She's got an interesting name. Did she invent polka dot? Okay, I have to stop asking questions. Let's start reading the article.
Yayoi Kusama, the queen of polka dots.
How much is a pumpkin with polka dots worth? If the pumpkin was made by artist Yayoi Kusama, then it's worth a lot. Kusama was born in 1929 in Nagano, Japan, and began painting at an early age. As a child, Kusama hallucinated about dots and other patterns. She painted these dots.To get away from them. In 1957, Kusama moved to New York to start her art career. Soon, she became famous for her dot artwork. Kusama now lives in a hospital in Tokyo, but she continues to create art. These days, Kusama's art is worth more than any other living female artist's.Though she's 86 years old, she'll carry on adding dots to our world.
Word power!
Artist. Artist.You should be an artist. You're really good at drawing. You should be an artist. You're really good at drawing. Paint. Paint. In her free time, Christina paints pictures of old buildings. In her free time, Christina paints pictures of old buildings. Pattern. Pattern.The picnic blanket has a square pattern. The picnic blanket has a square pattern. Female. Female. The female cat delivered 6 healthy kittens. The female cat delivered 6 healthy kittens.
Okay, so our article begins with a question.How much is a pumpkin with polka dots worth? So we mentioned polka dots in an introduction, which refers to a number of round spots or dots that you find all over an item, usually cloth.
今天的文章一开始用了一个问句，一颗有圆点花样的南瓜价值多少钱？ This is a weird question. Pumpkin with polka dots?
Yeah,
圆点
I know. Do you think it's painted on, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't think they grew on the pumpkin.
That would be gross.
Yeah. So let's take a look at the word worth. In this sentence, worth is an adjective. The worth of something is its value in money. If something isn't worth much, it means the item doesn't cost much or its value is
is very low.
我们先来看一下 worth 这个形容词是拥有多少价值的意思。例如呢，某一本书值2000元，我们可以怎么说呢？我们就可以说啊 ，The book is worth $2,000.
Right. So if something costs a lot of money, you can say it's worth a bomb or worth a fortune.
如果某个物品值很多钱，我们可以说 it's worth a bomb, B-O-M-B, 炸弹，或者是呢 ，it's worth a fortune.F-O-R-T-U-N-E, 大量的财富。另外呢，如果某个事物价值是值得买的，值得做的，我们就可以说 it's worth it.
Right, that's a very good example. Let's get back to our article. The next line reads, if the pumpkin was made by artist Yayoi Kusama, then it's worth a lot. Before we continue, let's take a look at our word power word, artist.Someone who produces art, especially paintings or drawings, is called an artist. People who are professional performers, like singers, dancers, or actors, are also called artists.
接下来呢，文章提到，如果这颗南瓜是由艺术家 Yayoi Kusama 草间弥生所做出来的话呢，那么是值很多钱的哦。It's worth a lot. 艺术的英文是 art, A-R-T, 在字尾加上 I-S-T 则是 artist, 艺术家。
Here is an example sentence for the word artist. You should be an artist. You're really good at drawing. You should be an artist. You're really good at drawing.
例句提到呢，你应该要当一位艺术家。因为你真的很擅长画画。例句里面呢，看到一个 be 动词 are 加上 good at 是擅长做某事的意思。记得哦，介系词后面要加名词或动名词 ving， 所以呢，我们说的是 you are really good at drawing。Drawing. Who is this famous woman, Yayoi Kusama?
Good question. Kusama was born in 1929 in Nagano, Japan, and began painting at an early age.The word power word, paint, means to make a picture, design, or something else using paint.
Kusama 呢，在1929年的时候出生于日本的长野，并且呢，在年纪很小的时候就开始作画。Paint 是动词，作画、绘画的意思。当名词的时候呢，就是你画画用的时候的涂料，涂料 paint.
Here is an example sentence.In her free time, Christina paints pictures of old buildings. In her free time, Christina paints pictures of old buildings.
例句提到呢，在她闲暇的时候 ，Christina 会画老旧的建筑物。这边跟同学补充哦，像这些画家啊，我们说 painter, P-A-I-N-T-E-R. So Kusama started to be a painter at an early age. What would she draw at that time?
So Kusama knew at a very early age that she wanted to be an artist. Mm-hmm. She would sketch the things around her. Our article says, as a child, Kusama hallucinated about dots and other patterns. So the word hallucinate means to see or hear things that are not really there.
文章接下来说到呢，还是小孩子的时候 ，Kusama 出现对点点还有其他图样的幻觉。Hallucinate 是出现幻觉的意思。我们再念一次这个字哦 ，hallucinate. So it means she was sick?
Yes, you see, Kusama was ill because of a very unhappy childhood. Dots, nets, and violet flowers covered everything she saw.
Wow.
So if you've looked at her artwork before, you'll know what it's like to live in her world.
原来 Kusama 草间弥生呢有一个不快乐的童年 unhappy childhood. 1939年，约10岁的草间弥生呢罹患神经性的这个视听障碍，导致时常看见幻觉，因而常有自杀的企图哦，他留有当时为母亲画的铅笔画，画中呢就充满了 dots 小圆点。
We also mentioned the word pattern earlier. A pattern is a regularly repeated arrangement of shapes, colors, or lines on a surface, usually as decoration. A shirt covered with flowers would have a floral, F-L-O-R-A-L.Pattern, floral pattern. Here is another example sentence for the word pattern. The picnic blanket has a square pattern. The picnic blanket has a square pattern.
Pattern, 花样、图案。例句提到呢，野餐垫上面有正方形的图案 ,square pattern, 或者是那个 Angeline 老师提到的 floral pattern, 花的图案。
Right, and then the article says, she painted these dots to get away from them. So at the age of 10, she saw a psychiatrist, which is the type of doctor that treats people with mental illnesses. However, the only method that helped her through her illness was art. Therefore, her psychiatrist encouraged her to paint more and even told her to become an artist. Kusama believes painting saved her life.
回到文章，草间弥生呢，借画这些圆点来逃离他们。To get away from something 是躲开、避开某事物的意思，这是医生建议和鼓励他做的事情。所以草间弥生相信绘画救了他一命。
Kusama felt Japan was too conservative, so she wanted to escape to another country. Therefore, in 1957, Kusama moved to New York to start her art career. The word career refers to the job you have been trained for. Career is different from a job because it's one that you do for a long period of time. For example, if you worked at McDonald's to earn some extra pocket money, that would be a job. However, if you went to school and became a lawyer,This would be your career.
后来呢，草间弥生觉得日本过于保守 ,too conservative. 他在这个1957年的时候呢，搬到纽约，展开他的艺术生涯。Career, C-A-R-E-E-R, 是职业生涯的意思，是专业受过训练而且长期投入的工作，跟 job, J-O-B, job 是不一样的。A job 可以是一份短期的工作。Did Kusama's art career go well in New York?
Yes, soon she became famous for her dot artwork.
Wow.
Artwork refers to the work that artists create.
很快的呢，她的圆点艺术，她在圆点艺术上面变得相当有名。我们可以把 artwork 这个字拆成两半来看。Art, A-R-T 是艺术 ,work, W-O-R-K 是作品 ,artwork 就是艺术作品的意思啦。What about her illness? Did she recover from it?
Although art helped Kusama with her illness, she never fully recovered. Therefore, our article says, Kusama now lives in a hospital in Tokyo, but she continues to create art.
还是受疾病所苦的草间弥生，文香接下来说到呢，他现在住在日本东京的医院里头，但是还是继续他的艺术创作。在40年前呢，草间弥生曾经是纽约前卫艺术的代表，但是呢，因为受到精神疾病所苦，1970年的时候呢，他毅然决然地离开纽约，回到东京之后，常住在精神疗养院，并且持续创作。今年2015年2月和6月的时候呢，草间弥生的作品还要在高雄市立美术馆，还有台中国立台湾美术馆展出哦。
Wow, so our article says these days, Kusama's art is worth more than any other living female artist's. The word female is the same as woman. In this sentence, female is being used as an adjective, and it modifies the noun so it relates to women or girls.
现在呢，草间弥生的艺术创作比任何其他在世的女性艺术家的作品都来得值钱。Female 是女性的、母的、男性的、公的。我们则叫做 male, M-A-L-E.
Here is an example sentence for the word female. The female cat delivered 6 healthy kittens. The female cat delivered 6 healthy kittens.
例句提到呢，母猫生了六只健康的小猫。To deliver a baby means to give birth to a baby. Deliver 在例句当中呢，是生下的意思。So back to the article, how old is she now?
Well, the article says, though she's 86 years old, she'll carry on adding dots to our world. The phrase carry on means to continue doing something. If you did well on your tests, your teacher might say, carry on the good work.
文章最后说到呢，虽然草间弥生现在已经86岁了，他还是持续将圆点艺术带到我们的世界当中。Carry on 是继续、持续的意思。Carry on doing something, or we can also say go on doing something.
Right.
Carry on 和 go on 都是持续的意思。
So although it's summer, we're so glad you carried on learning English with us at A+. We've come to the end of our article, but please stay tuned for our wrap-up. So do you guys remember the word phobia?
恐惧症。
Right. So do you know that there's actually a phobia of patterns of holes? And it's called trypophobia.
Trypophobia 是密集恐惧症。Do you have that kind of phobia, Angeline?
Yes, we discussed earlier that the both of us are extremely terrified of things that are very dense. Like you said, they're very close together.Like dots.
Yeah, you're right. 我们两个人都有这个密集恐惧症。所以呢，同学们，你可以看看草间弥生的作品，也许你和我还有 Angeline 老师一样，都有 trypophobia 密集恐惧症。
Right. Okay. That's all we have for. That's all the time we have for today. This is Angeline.
This is Elsie. Bye.
A Plus 小智慧。
Please make up the room.
Please make up the room.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 你在住饭店的时候，喜不喜欢入住期间有人来帮你打扫啊？我知道有人喜欢，但有些人呢，则是希望能够保有隐私，不希望让其他人进到房间里。所以现在饭店里常常都会提供个标示牌，让你可以挂在门把上。这个标示牌有两面，一面是希望有人来清洁房间，一面则是不希望有人打扰。这样子清洁人员就知道呢，你想不想要这个清洁服务。如果你想要的话，就要翻到 Please make up the room。 Make up 在这里呢，就代表了清理打扫的意思，所以 Please make up the room 就是整理房间的意思咯。但如果你不想要被打扰，你就可以翻到另外一面，上面会写 Please do not disturb. Disturb 这个字比较难一点， D-I-S-T-U-R-B， 意思呢就是打扰。那如果你不小心在房间里手抖打翻食物之类的，可能需要及时的清扫，这时候你就可以打给柜台跟他请求清洁服务。这时候你就可以说Would you mind sending someone to clean the room? Would you mind sending someone to clean the room? 这样子你就可以得到及时的清理服务咯。好啦，最后我们再来复习一次今天的句子。Please make up the room. 很好，下次如果希望清洁人员来帮你打扫，记得标示牌要翻对面哦。小聚我们下次见，拜拜。
Please make up the room.
Please make up the room.
Kit Chat.
Samuel, 你不再跟我说话了。这个不在的英文要用 no longer 还是 not anymore 啊？
没有错 ，no longer 和 not anymore 都可以当作不再怎么样的意思哦。不过注意哦，它们的用法上以及文法可是不同的哦。如果我们要用 no longer， 我们要用在动词的前面，而 not anymore 我们就要放在句子的后面哦。所以如果你要说我再也不和你说话了，你就可以说啦 ，I no longer want to talk to you。或者比较口语的说法就是 I don't want to talk to you anymore。 另外呢，我们来补充一下好了，其实 no longer 在口语的说法呢还有 not any longer， 同样都是表示不再怎么样。那我们来造个句子会比较清楚，像是比方说我很任性的时候，我妈妈就会说 You are no longer a little girl。 不过注意哦，如果要用刚刚提到的 not any longer，其中的 any longer 通常我们就要放在句尾，像是 I can't wait any longer， 我不能再等下去了。同样的呢，刚刚一开始提到的 not anymore， 其实呢我们也是要放在句尾，就是前面的否定句，像是如果你去到一个很不好的餐厅呢，你可能就会说 I don't want to come here anymore。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
今天我们学到 no longer 和 not anymore 都可以表示不再怎么样的意思，不过注意它们的文法哦。如果我们要用 no longer 是要放在动词的前面，而要用到 not anymore 是要放在句尾哦。
Yayoi Kusama, the Queen of Polka Dots.
How much is a pumpkin with polka dots worth? If the pumpkin was made by artist Yayoi Kusama, then it's worth a lot. Kusama was born in 1929 in Nagano, Japan, and began painting at an early age. As a child, Kusama hallucinated about dots and other patterns. She painted these dots to get away from them. In 1957, Kusama moved to New York to start her art career. Soon, she became famous for her dot artwork. Kusama now lives in a hospital in Tokyo, but she continues to create art. These days, Kusama's art is worth more than any other living female artist's. Though she's 86 years old, she'll carry on adding dots to our world.
Artist. Artist. You should be an artist. You're really good at drawing. You should be an artist. You're really good at drawing.
Paint. Paint. In her free time, Christina paints pictures of old buildings. In her free time, Christina paints pictures of old buildings.
Pattern. Pattern. The picnic blanket has a square pattern. The picnic blanket has a square pattern.
Female.
Female.
The female cat delivered 6 healthy kittens. The female cat delivered 6 healthy kittens.